What is the deeper meaning behind a mindfulness challenge that asks you to become aware of the territories that you declare for yourself, the labels that you affix to who you are? Territories are fixed, immutable entities. They are declarations of how everything should be now. Territories that are here today, however, are oftentimes gone tomorrow. The high school which I attended, Sandy Springs High School in Atlanta, Georgia, is no longer. It was replaced by a Home Depot. The Navy base where I worked as a Navy officer in Puerto Rico, known as Roosevelt Roads, has just been sold to private developers. The graduate program I attended at Cornell University has been deleted. It was a Master's of Public Administration in the business school. They decided that they would only offer a Master's of Business Administration rather than a Master's of Public Administration. Many of the publishers who've published my work no longer exist. They are out of business. Here today and gone tomorrow. Our ideas are also territories in themselves. I have, throughout my lifetime, possessed many ideas that I was absolutely certain were correct. I knew my thinking was right and the thinking of others was wrong. I was willing to do anything to assert the righteousness and correctness of my thoughts. Over time, I've begun to recognize that many, and might I add one more, many of these ideas have been actually dead wrong. My thinking was, I must confess, flawed. What I thought to be true and right, as it turns out, was just the opposite. When we get upset about invasions of our territory, we often, and my hand is raised, get angry or irritated. When my territory is invaded, I feel my blood pressure rise. I have a chair, which I declare to be my chair at the dinner table. When anyone else sits in it, I can feel my blood pressure rise. Might I now say, isn't that absolutely silly? Consider the many ways territories get invaded. A neighbor has a dog that barks late at night. The response is to think, now if the neighbor would just move, all of my problems would be solved. Of course, we all know that's not true. The new neighbor may not have any dogs whatsoever, or camels, or deer, but they may like to have parties that go on until 2 o'clock in the morning. Are we going to spend our life hoping that someone will leave and die so that our lives will be made perfect? We may think to ourselves, I feel 20 years old, but I look 60. That's the declaration of a territory that certainly is not in our best and highest good. The reality is that most of us are very ignorant about our true self. The self is always changing. The body is always in flux. Take a super microscope and apply that microscope to any tissues on your body. You will see a living organism that has many living entities that are interacting and interfacing and communicating with one another. There are billions and billions of life forces contained within our body. Your body, my body, is not the same now as it was when you began to listen to this discussion. We are always in flux. We are always changing. A thought form that says, if symptom X or symptom Y or symptom Z will just vanish, I will be good to go, is the same as declaring a territory. Symptoms will emerge and symptoms will vanish. Our bodies are in continuous flux. Our bodies do tend to push out of balance during one point of the day or another. There are biorhythms that we must respect. There are cycles of sugar levels in our body that are always moving upward and downward as a function of what we are ingesting. Reifying and concretizing a sense of self only creates anxiety, stress, and suffering. Acknowledging and accepting the body is a miracle, always able to respond and adjust, though at times those responses and those adjustments may create pain, discomfort, and even emotional uncertainty. Respect the self as a living, mutable, gorgeous entity that is changing moment by moment. Becoming mindful of the state now reduces anxiety, releases stress, and ensures that symptoms are unable and unlikely to flare. Enjoy the rest of the week as you become more and more mindful of all of the territories that you declare for yourself, of all of the anger and irritation that arises when those territories are invaded. I say again, much of what I was certain is true turns out not to be true today. I admit at this place and this time and this hour that much of what I think now, today, and this hour is also likely to be untrue and false. May my thoughts move fluidly. May I be agile. May I accept my body as a creative entity able to respond to whatever challenges it confronts. In this space of fluidity, of flexibility, of malleability, of openness to change, of being in the moment, I declare here and now to be in the present, celebrating all that the present entails. Becoming mindful is the gateway to true health and wellness. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.